Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Wendy Williams fainted toward the end of her Halloween special. The popular host was dressed as the Statue of Liberty and was speaking on stage when she suddenly began to wobble and stagger backwards before dropping to the floor. Now, the show went to black, and after a long commercial, the episode returned with the audience clapping enthusiastically, but no Wendy anywhere. And then they went to a commercial. Finally, Wendy came back and said, quote, "This was not a stunt. I overheated in my costume and passed out. I'm a champ and I'm back." Yes, you are, Wendy. Well, a few minutes later when the show returned, she did have a difficult time speaking, and she announced the winners of the costume contest. And then after the show was over, an ambulance arrived with a wheelchair, which they took out of the emergency vehicle for the host, but she didn't need it because her Escalade showed up with her husband in it, and they got in. She left smiling. And I'm hoping that she was smiling and waving as she was on her way to the hospital, because you cannot play around with dehydration. It is a very serious thing. And Wendy, we wish you the best. Get well, girl. And Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are not hiding their love these days. Well, they've been flaunting it everywhere. And they actually are on the cover of the December Vanity Fair. They talk about their attraction and, you know, about how much they have in common. She says they're both Leos. They're both from New York. They're both Latino. And about 20 other things. Well, you know what? I think that Jennifer has finally found her soulmate. Hey, after four marriages, good for her. And Hollywood's widening sexual harassment scandal has brought forth other allegations with other people. It seems like there's one a day. But in the meantime, the whole Kevin Spacey thing has really taken a turn. Now, Netflix has canceled the series House of Cards. Okay, they were in there last year anyway, but they have shut down production, period. And Mexican actor Robert Cavazos wrote on his Facebook page that he encountered Spacey at the bar of London's Old Vic Theater. You know, Spacey was artistic director there from 2004 to 2015. And the actor says that he did not stand for it, but I know some people who were afraid to stop it. So he's kind of claiming it went on for a long time. He has declined an interview, and of course, nobody from Spacey's camp is talking these days. In the meantime, though, someone from the Old Vic Theater has said that the allegations are totally inappropriate behavior by anyone working at this Old Vic, and it's completely unacceptable. And in case you don't know, this is one of the most well-established theaters in London, which they've been around forever and ever. So this is going to end up being kind of dicey. The worst part of the problem, other than being a victim of a sexual predator, now we have people losing jobs because of one person's despicable behavior. This is going to stop. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.